The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. The Wild West.
Joining us now in the studio is the West Online's Kate Phillips. G'day, Kate.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And now let's talk straight about the Duke of Edinburgh, who's dropped off the twig.
What's that?
Did he?
Yes, yes.
I lose track of which royal is which.
I think it's a twig.
He dropped off the twig, the old Duke of Prince Philip.
Yep.
But his will, who's he leaving to who, is remaining a secret.
That's right. So they're not going to tell anybody. It's going to be kept private amongst everyone for 90 years. So, yes.
Oh, wow.
I know.
For 90 years?
For 90 years. I think it's from the main concern that, you know, they don't want people knowing. It could cause distress for the Queen. So they're going to keep it under wraps.
So if he's cut Meghan and Harry out, that... We won't know about that.
Ah, yeah.
No, exactly.
That'd be the main thing, right? That'd be the main talking point, because what else would he have to leave behind? Probably a few, like, semi-racist artifacts that he's picked up around the world.
Well, the thing is, right, I think part of their argument is to stop the conjecture. You know, there's going to be too much focus on it. But I think by not releasing it, there's going to be just as much conjecture. So,
what does he own, though? He'd be a kept man, wouldn't he, Kate?
Yeah,
I'm not really sure. Well, I mean, apart from the obvious, like a castle and lots of rich people things, I'm not really sure. Yeah.
From his own family line, he must have inherited some stuff.
I thought they were busted ass. I mean, there were sort of some impoverished Greek sort of remote royalty, weren't they?
And I think they were, yeah.
And he was sort of adopted by the Mountbattens and sort of he's, you know, lived this like, you know, have this sort of existence.
Yep, and then he's moved on up.
Lived off his wife for
years. You might have like a small olive grove outside of Athens or something like that.
Yeah, maybe they gave him something to feel good about himself. But
was there a car? Didn't he have a car?
He rang someone down in the car.
Yeah. He did. Was it the car, though? I'm not sure. But that would have been a lot of auction.
It's going to be a rangy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, especially modified Land Rover, I think, that carried his coffin. And so there's that, probably slightly haunted.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd want to buy it.